DW.
Fires have been raging across Australia. In recent weeks, fires have left a trail of destruction behind them. As of this recording, at least 27 people have died in the fires, more than 2,000 homes have been lost, and smoke has traveled as far as Brazil and Argentina. 10.3 million hectares, or 25 million acres, have burned since the start of the fire season. That's more than six times the size of the fires in the Amazon last summer and the 2018 California wildfires combined. I recently spoke with DW's Charlie Shield, who is on the ground in Australia, about how people have been dealing with this catastrophe. We began by talking about what she's witnessed and heard from those affected by the fires in Victoria, one of the hardest hit states.
Almost everyone there knows of someone who's lost a home in the fire, if they haven't lost one themselves. The devastation has been really, really pervasive. People have been fleeing what look like apocalyptic scenes. You know, there's people huddling on beaches while flames go up in the background and smoke covers towns that are completely plunged into darkness with loss of power, loss of water. Some people have decided to stay behind to try and defend their homes. Some of them have been successful. Many of them haven't. Some people have had to leave family members behind, particularly elderly family members that found it more difficult to leave. And volunteer firefighters, as well as people in the community, have lost their lives. Many people have spent Christmas and New Year's in evacuation centres, and it really feels truly devastating.
And in a lot of the news reports, we've also seen disturbing images of animals that have been killed or burned. What is the scale of the impact on wildlife in these regions, and what efforts are underway to help those animals that have been affected?
Well, ecologists estimate that around 1 billion animals have already been killed by the fires, and they're saying that several species may face extinction as a result of the fires. It's not just koalas and kangaroos, it's all of the animals that make up the ecosystem. There are many wildlife rescue funds in place currently working to rescue animals that can be saved, but ultimately many, many animals have been lost in the fires, and especially for those species that face extinction, that's not something that can be reversed.
Now, high temperatures, dry weather, wildfires, these aren't unusual for Australia at this time of year. But what about this particular bushfire season has been abnormal?
As the Garnet Climate Change Report predicted in 2008, the fire season has started earlier and it's much more intense than usual. So, for comparison, the Black Saturday bushfires from 2009 burned through around 450,000 hectares of land. And while they were much more deadly than these fires have been thus far, we've seen 10 million hectares of land burn this time around. And the fire season isn't even over yet. And the other thing is that places that were never expected to burn have experienced severe bushfires. In early September 2019, fires raged through Binnaburra, which is a patch of lush rainforest in Queensland. And places like that have never been seriously threatened by bushfires before because they're normally damp and humid. But hotter and drier conditions are changing that.
And Australia has seen some record temperatures recently, with a western suburb of Sydney hitting 48.9 degrees Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday, its hottest temperature ever. And the average temperature in Australia broke records on two consecutive days in December. How do these fires sit in the wider context of climate change's impacts on Australia?
So, according to WeatherZone, the state of New South Wales has just experienced a three-year period of warm and dry weather, and that has no precedent in official records. So that's effectively 38 consecutive months of above-average temperatures. And as fire experts and scientists are saying, it's these lengthy, intensifying drought conditions, which are a result of rising global temperatures, which make the risk of fire extreme and catastrophic. So it's not a freak crisis.
The government has been criticized for its record on climate change. Let's have a listen to Prime Minister Scott Morrison's response to that earlier this week.
Well, I should stress that there is no dispute in this country about the issue of climate change globally and its effect on global weather patterns, and that includes how that impacts in Australia. Because I have to correct the record here. I've seen a number of people suggest that somehow the government does not make this connection. The government, our leaders, always made that connection, and that has never been in dispute. What we are focused on is what our response is, and we set that out very clearly. And that response, as it always has, will continue to be upgraded to ensure we meet and beat the commitments that we have made.
Again, that was Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. What is the political climate like at the moment in Australia?
People are angry. Communities across the country have been crowdfunding money to support local fire services that are severely underfunded, many of which are staffed by volunteers, as well as crowdfunding for wildlife rescue services, First Nations support services, and organisations like the Red Cross. The public have been very critical that the Conservative government doesn't have a robust policy in place to combat climate change.
Australia is the world's largest exporter of coal, and in November, Prime Minister Scott Morrison proposed outlawing boycott campaigns that hurt the mining industry. However, other protests have continued, with thousands taking to the streets in Sydney in December, demanding the government do something about climate change. Are the political tides turning in Australia when it comes to climate change?
So the polls show that a large majority of Australians see the climate emergency as an urgent threat, and they want tougher government action. But up until recent weeks, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been reluctant to connect the bushfires to climate change, and he's instead focused much of his concern on the nation's response to the bushfire crisis and made it more about defending Australian businesses.
It is, of course, not even halfway through the summer in Australia there. So what is the outlook for the weather in the area in coming days and weeks, and when can we expect to see these fires subside?
So the authorities have rated this fire season the worst on record. And while there's been a tiny bit of rain and slightly milder weather at the beginning of this week, at the moment, high temperatures are expected to hit South Australia imminently before worsening in parts of New South Wales and Victoria, where bushfires are currently raging. There's still 2 months of summer to go, but at this stage, experts really can't say when the fires will subside. DW.